Coffee Hour. I'm Sarah Golseth.
I'm Andy Bates.
We are continuing our series on He Restores My Soul. It's being put up by Emmanuel Press. It's a book all about the crosses that women bear and how these crosses are maybe specific to situations for womanhood or motherhood, how we can deal with these from a Christian identity. And today we have Cheryl Swope joining us by phone, and she actually wrote two chapters, and this was sort of her brainchild with Katie Schuerman. So we have a lot to talk about today. Welcome, Cheryl.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
So we're going to talk about your chapter on motherhood and mental illness. But first, we got Katie's side of the story on how this book came about. But I'm curious to know your side of the story of...
So we want to know the truth.
We want to know the truth. Now Katie's going to yell at us. I'm curious what your side of the story is on how this book came into being.
Well, my memory of how we started the idea was actually just that we were just sharing. We were both in times of kind of pressure. We felt like we were feeling anxious, and then we thought, wait, why are we feeling anxious? I mean, these are pressures in part that we've laid upon ourselves, and yet and we knew that there was a better response to feeling anxious than the responses we had been giving. And so then we just started thinking, if I remember correctly, that really there isn't a good, that we knew of, Lutheran book on like turning ourselves to the Psalms and to the Lord's Supper and understanding our pressures, whether they're internal or more true crosses, I guess. Although I guess our crosses can be our own doing and internal as well, but how to deal with the things that we face in this veil of tears from an understanding that there is hope and faith and that we have one in whom we can always trust. And we thought it would really be good for us to produce such a book, because we knew that then we would have to labor through figuring out, or I guess really rediscovering, what it is that comforts us and in whom we truly have comfort. And I think we were both so busy, we decided, well, we'll defer it at least a year, and we'll revisit this in 2017. And then Katie started thinking about it more and thinking there would be a broader, I guess, just a depth to the book if she invited other people to share their various crosses, for lack of a better term. And then she started contacting. She's so popular. She has all kinds of friends, and she knew just the right women to select for the various burdens that they had shared with her, I suspect. And then she took the idea to Janet at Emmanuel Press, who embraced it. And thus we have a book with many chapters written by many women. And I was honored to write the chapter that I was given, that is definitely close to my heart.
And many of our listeners are probably familiar with your work, Simply Classical, A Beautiful Education for Any Child. But for our listeners who maybe don't know your story, that maybe they've read your work, read your books, but maybe they don't know your story, share with us briefly your story, your experiences with parenting children with special needs.
I have a master's ed, and have always been drawn to children who have special needs of some sort or other. And when my husband and I married, we wanted children right away, but children didn't come. We prayed, and I was becoming very eager, more and more eager to have children. And I read Hannah's prayer many times and hoped that if the Lord ever gave me children, that I would be able to raise them in the faith. Usually I tell the story from the side of education, because I also wanted the best education for them. I had seen special ed and even regular ed kind of go away from our heritage, both as Lutherans and more broadly as Christians, and even more broadly as human beings. We traded all of that for a bowl of porridge that we might call progressive education, but it's not progressive. It's actually not faithful to our traditions, either classically or theologically. So I wanted to bring a classical Christian, specifically Lutheran, education to any children who came to me. I was determined by the time I had been praying for children. Well, we got the phone call that would change our lives, that there we had wanted a boy and a girl. Lo and behold, there were these twins, a boy and a girl, who needed a home immediately. We had been licensed on a Tuesday. They came to us on a Sunday. And I just wanted to begin. They were about one. We fell in love with the children right away. But then we noticed that there were concerns. They both had their biological mother had schizophrenia. So we knew there was a risk of mental illness. But they both started evidencing delays and aberrations in both development, motor development, but also language, speech, cognition, and they both are on the autism spectrum. And then eventually they both did develop mental illness, schizophrenia, just like their biological mother. But I still was determined to give them the best that we had to offer, and that was a classical Christian education. There was nothing written on the topic of how to bring an excellent education to special needs, or at least not much, certainly not much recently. So over the course of our time teaching and parenting, we started to see, we just sort of felt like we were blazing a trail, but we read to them, we read good literature to them. I started teaching them Latin, and we hoped that an ordered education would help order their minds. Then we started to see really kind of remarkable results, not only academically, and we did see measurable, impressive results academically, but also in terms of their understanding of vocation, that even though they had special needs, they were not to lead lives of receiving services only, but lives of service to others. So even in their challenges, they're living out their Christian calling as brother, sister, son, daughter, friend, congregation member. And as we started seeing all of this, my daughter, who is a published poet, she now has such facility with language that she writes poetry. She said, "Mom, I want my story to help other children like me." I had already been thinking about giving a voice to this idea that you can, in fact, bring literature and logic and Latin to children with special needs. You just need to do it more slowly and with modifications. But her desire to help other children, that really sparked the book, Simply Classical, A Beautiful Education for Any Child. And now, thanks to Memoria Press, there's a curriculum, the Simply Classical curriculum for ages 2 and up, and it's being taught all really in parts of all over the world. There are Korea, China, Australia, Mexico. We have lots of people in North America, of course, too, teaching with their children who have Down syndrome, autism, dyslexia. It's multisensory. It's a slower, gentle pace, but it is classical and it is Christian. And we are able to use CPH books. So like the Story Bible is the spine of our Christian studies. We use a child's garden of Bible stories. And our little ones use CPH board books. So I'm just very thankful for everything that has come from that. You said to be brief, and I was not, but that's my story.
It's a beautiful story. How have you seen God's faithfulness to you, even in the midst of what I imagine isn't always an easy time being a mother to your children? How have you seen God's faithfulness to you?
I mean, how can I count the ways? I mean, it's not just my faithfulness to me, but to my children. My daughter struggles, especially when she's falling asleep. She has what they call hypnagogic hallucinations. So as she's falling asleep, a lot of times she'll have just terrifying images. And so, or overnight, or as she's waking. So it's, for her, going to sleep is kind of a frightening time because she just never knows. She never knows when her mind is going to play tricks on her, she'll say. But that's such a euphemism because they're very frightening, her hallucinations, when she has them. And as I make the sign of the cross on her forehead, though, and tuck her in and say, "The peace of Christ is with you," it comforts both of us because I know that not only am I there for her, but she knows, too, that God is there with her. Christ is always there through these things. He's always with us. He will never forsake us. And we have placed a little bell by her bedside because a lot of times these will be paralyzing kinds of hallucinations where she's truly terrified to move. She'll smell awful things in her room, or she'll see these apparitions that are just so frightening she feels paralyzed. But she can reach down and ring a bell. And if she rings the bell, then I will come and comfort her. But my son, too, he just Sunday, he had kind of, well, his has a bipolar component, has a mood component. So sometimes he's very up and kind of grandiose, and then sometimes he's very down and irritable, agitated, angry, or sullen. And Sunday was a day as we were driving to church, and we drive a long way for church. We're in the car, and everything just sort of exploded, and it was really it was just awful all the way to church. And it was one of those where you're tempted to not go at all because kind of how are we going to pull it all together in order to walk through the door? But then, I mean, at the same time, I happened to be driving. I thought, where else are we going to go? I mean, there truly is our help. Our help is in the name of the Lord. So we went, and I knew that if we were to go, it would be the one thing that would help him. It would be the one thing that would change him. And it was. Our pastor's faithful, preaches the law, always ends with the pure comfort of the gospel. We have the Lord's Supper, the beautiful hymnody, and my son serves as our acolyte. So he was extinguishing the candles. We're all singing the doxological hymn at the end. And he turned and he was singing with this big booming voice. He's 6'2". And I could hardly contain my tears. I had to stop singing because I just thought, there it is again. I mean, his mercies are new every morning. And that's our hope, and that's our reminder. And whenever we start to think that we've got it all together, then we're reminded that we must go to our source of help. So he is faithful, and he has seen us through. And I think, too, forgiveness, the reminder that we are forgiven, then we can all forgive each other. My children have become very forgiving people. And I think that that in that way we've been blessed certainly beyond what I ever would have thought when they came to us as little ones, and I was concerned that they would develop mental illness.
Cheryl Swope, author of two chapters in He Restores My Soul, one on motherhood and mental illness, and we'll get to talk with you again for your other chapter. Thanks so much, Cheryl, for joining us today on the Coffee Hour.
Thank you.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
I'm Eddie Bates.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO, the listener-supported broadcast ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. To support the Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit kfuo.org or text KFUO to 41444. KFUO, Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.